On this channel, I've ranked every single rarity item, right? But now it's time to do every single weapon that can be found in all rarities, that being common through mythic and, of course, exotic. We are focusing on these weapons rarities that can be found in Battle Royale only, right? So, for example, the Falcon Eye Sniper in Battle Royale can only be found in rare through exotic, but the gray and green version, while they do exist in creative, they don't in Battle Royale, so that weapon will not be on this list. If you do go on to enjoy this video, as always, be sure to leave it a like, use code TIEFRIES in the Fortnite item shop, and yeah, let's get right into this ranking video. Alright, at my number 10 spot on this list, the worst all rarity weapon in Fortnite history, it's the Deadeye DMR. Its mythic version is Core's Deadeye DMR, and the exotic version is the Unstable Thunderclap DMR, which, by the way, we need to talk about that one real quick, because this weapon is actually not obtainable in the game right now, but it will be. There's actually an NPC you can go to, I believe, right off the coast of Utopia City, and in order to get the Unstable Thunderclap DMR, you need to complete like the marksman quest, but those quests haven't come out yet, so this weapon will be out hopefully soon, so that's why this weapon will be on this list today. But yeah, the Deadeye DMR, unfortunately to me, is just another bad DMR. It's just going to be another one of those weapons I think is going to go into the, you know, void of just forgettable Fortnite weapons. For the most part, they just seem to completely miss on DMRs. I don't know why they continue to add new ones besides the IQA11. That thing's elite. And let's be honest, if there's any season where a DMR was really going to shine, it would be this one, Chapter 6, Season 3, because we don't have a scoped assault rifle and we don't have a sniper. And yeah, I'm not saying this weapon's completely useless. Yeah, you could definitely use it at those longer ranges, but honestly, who is taking this thing over like the Spire rifle, right? Nobody. Moving on to number 9, I've got the Twin Fire Auto Shotgun. Its mythic version is the Enhanced Twin Fire Auto Shotgun, and its exotic is the Lawless Slap Shotgun from Chapter 6, Season 2. Again, look, the Twin Fire Auto Shotgun is a weapon that I have never been high on. I do think it is a bottom of the barrel shotgun. Everything about it just feels too clunky, too slow for me. It's one of those weapons that I feel like will never be the best shotgun in the meta, and we've seen that throughout Chapter 6. The Sentinel pump is absolutely superior, and honestly, right now, I would recommend taking the Outlaw shotgun over the Twin Fire. And yeah, while the exotic version is good, it's not great at all. It's just a middle-of-the-road exotic, and honestly, it's only decent because it is a shotgun, because this effect, being able to, you know, infinitely sprint, it's just kind of a decent ability, right? Like, it's not one of those that's gonna knock your socks off, but it's not terrible where it's, like, useless. Honestly, this list is stacked with some pretty good weapons, so I feel like this is a pretty fair spot for the Twin Fire. At number 8, I've got the Outlaw Shotgun. This is a weapon that on launch was really, really bad and has gotten buff after buff after buff, and in its current state in Chapter 6, Season 3, is actually pretty good. Its mythic is the Enhanced Outlaw Shotgun, and its exotic is the Unstable Yoink Shotgun. You want to talk about a shotgun that got a huge buff. It's genuinely one of the biggest buffs that a shotgun has ever received. This thing on launch was pitiful, but now, I mean, you're looking at, what, 130 damage a shot? I mean, you really just can't complain about that. Look, like, similarly to the Twin Fire, I don't think the Outlaw is ever going to be considered like a top tier shotgun, right? People are just always going to take the Sentinel, but that doesn't mean this weapon is bad, and in fact, it actually does have some great use cases, especially that exotic version. At number 7 is the Collateral Damage Assault Rifle. Its mythic is just the enhanced version, and its exotic is the Lawless Trinity Assault Rifle, and I've got a couple things to say about this weapon. Look, the Collateral Damage Assault Rifle is not a good assault rifle. I have this argument with you guys in the comment section sometimes, and it just doesn't have a place in the game. Its only use is if you treat it somewhat like an SMG, because at assault rifle ranges, it's terrible, right? This was also in a season with the Hollow Twister, the Striker Burst Rifle, and the Twin Mag Assault Rifle, three assault rifles, which are honestly probably top 15 assault rifles we've ever seen in this game, and that's being really conservative, to be honest with you. And the exotic version of this weapon is not good, right? Like, I don't want to hear it. Like, I don't think that this is a good exotic weapon. I see what they were trying to do here, and of course, I will give them credit for the creativity. There is no other weapon in Fortnite history like this one. I just think it's a super gimmicky, like, kind of novel weapon. It's fun to use, but in terms of doing good actual damage to people, I just don't see it being great. And I don't even want to say this is a hot take, but every time I talk bad about this weapon, the comment section is just flooded with people who say it's really good. So yeah, honestly, the only reason why the Collateral Damage is somewhat high on this list, or at least higher than the bottom three weapons, is because at close range it can shred people. And number 6 is gonna be the Pump and Dump. Its mythic is the enhanced version, and its exotic is the Lawless Blink Pump and Dump. And honestly, I think we all thought that when this weapon came out, you could have a shotgun and an SMG in one hand, it was gonna be like crazy overpowered, and lo and behold, it's not. It's actually kind of mid. I get why people like this weapon. I get why they would use this weapon, right? It saves you a precious inventory slot, and the exotic version is very good. You're gonna be reloading this weapon all the time, and so to have that blink ability every single time you reload, that is very good. Honestly, the pump and dump is just a pretty decent weapon, and that is why it is at almost the 50% point on this list today. At number 5 is the suppressed pistol. Its mythic is just, well, the mythic version, and the exotic is the shadow tracker pistol. Let me tell you, that shadow tracker is special. It is one of the best exotic weapons we have ever seen. Honestly, that kind of carries this placement, although the mythic version is just as good because its DPS is over 210. That's insane for a pistol, and obviously this weapon's kind of hard to rank because it has two different magazine sizes. The chapter 6 version had a magazine size of 12, if I remember correctly, but then like the pre-chapter 6 version had a magazine size of 16. It is honestly just an all-around really good pistol, and honestly I would go as far as to say it's actually kind of underrated. Moving on to number 4 is going to be the Hyper Burst pistol from chapter 6 season 3. Its mythic is the enhanced version, and its exotic is the unstable voltage burst pistol. This pistol is really good. Like, I don't really think it's a crazy take to say that it's better than the suppressed pistol. I think a lot of people would agree with me on that. I think my stance on this weapon has held still throughout chapter 6 season 3. I don't think it's a weapon that you want to enter a fight with, but it's definitely a good weapon to close a fight, right? If you have a shotgun, you hit somebody for like 120 and you need that 80 chip damage, pull out the hyper burst, just spam it at them, and they're gonna die. Weapon's got a great fire rate, it's incredibly accurate as well. And while the exotic version, in my opinion, is just a little underwhelming, I actually think using that shockwave ability on people actually hurts yourself more than it helps you. I see why people are big fans of the hyper burst pistol. And don't get me wrong, I was hesitant about another burst pistol after the monstrosity that was the primal pistol, but yeah, this weapon is absolutely serviceable. At number 3 is going to be the Mammoth Pistol. We've got to talk about this one a little bit because the Fortnite Wiki, where I get all my information from for all my videos, says this weapon had a common version. I am 99.9% sure the Mammoth Pistol did not have a common version and could only be found in uncommon above, but the Fortnite Wiki mentions nothing about this common version being a creative only item. I even read articles online that said the Mammoth Pistol could be found in the common rarity, so unless I'm getting like a crazy Mandela effect here, I do not remember this thing ever existing in the common version. So obviously you guys got to correct me in the comment section down below on this pick. But to be safe and kind of fluff up this list a little bit more, I'm going to include it, and it includes the Mythic Baron's Double Down Pistol. Of course, that's going to give you 2 shots before you have to reload, and the exotic is the Lawless Explosive Mammoth Pistol. And honestly, the only thing that holds the Mammoth Pistol back from being higher up on this list is just that the exotic version, I think, is just worse than the regular version. Like, the fact that it turns this thing into a projectile instead of it being hitscan, right? Like, the Mythic version is just 10 times better, and even, like, I would say, like, the blue and above Mammoth Pistol is just better than the exotic version. But of course, you guys know how deadly this weapon is. I don't really have to talk any more about it. It's just a pocket heavy sniper. So yeah, obviously I'm letting you guys know now for this pick. I don't think this has a common version, but I wanted to play it safe just in case I'm like totally off the mark, and I'll include it here. At number 2, well, that's going to be the Hollow Twister Assault Rifle. Its mythic is the enhanced version, and its exotic is the Lawless Accelerant Hollow Twister. And very similarly to the Mammoth Pistol, and honestly, even the Hyper Burst Pistol, I think the exotic version here is just worse than the base version. As you guys know, with the exotic, the longer you hold the trigger down, the faster the fire rate gets, but you get the damage of a common Hollow Twister. So honestly, if you're like the blue or purple rarity and above, yeah, I would just take that version over the exotic one, because you're just really never going to benefit from that crazy fast fire rate. I mean, who is holding down that trigger for more than, like, you know, 5 seconds at max? It's an absolute behemoth of an assault rifle. It's a weapon that needs no explanation. Obviously, you guys have used it all through chapter 6. I'm sure you guys are just tired of hearing Hollow Twister over and over again in these chapter 6 videos. But it's just a beast, right? It really is, and deserves to be this high up on the list. And you might have expected it to be at the number 1 spot, but well, it's not. That's because my number 1 spot on today's list is the Sentinel Pump Shotgun. Its mythic version is the enhanced version, and the exotic is the unstable Frostfire Shotgun from Chapter 6, Season 3. It is not a hot take to say that the Sentinel Pump is a top 5 shotgun we have ever seen in this game. It has absolutely dominated the shotgun meta all through Chapter 6, and the exotic version, while I don't think it's great, it doesn't hurt you whatsoever. Its abilities are only going to help you, and obviously you're getting the damage of a legendary Sentinel too, so it's like, if you see it on the ground, around, you might as well take it. And that's really not something I can say about something like the Lawless Accelerant Hollow Twister or the Lawless Mammoth Pistol. This pump, especially being able to one-shot headshot in certain rarities, is just so valuable and skyrockets it in terms of just overall great shotgun effectiveness in Fortnite history. And yeah, I mean, I don't really know what else to say about the Sentinel pump. You guys have been using it all through Chapter 6. It is no doubt the best shotgun in Chapter 6 and one of the best of all time. All right, guys, I hope you went on to enjoy this video. If you guys did, please consider leaving it a like. Subscribe. We are pushing for 100,000 subscribers. And I will catch you guys in the next one. As always, peace.